I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to uncovering the truth and addressing issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And again, my disclaimer, folks, before we dig in here, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. And if you want to donate, all donations are welcome. We have a PayPal, a Cash App, a Venmo, or you could even buy me a cup of coffee if you want to. If you want to throw a buck my way, then that's okay too, folks. God bless you. Let's dig into today's show here, folks. I got a very interesting podcast. And it's very interesting. I got an interesting article dated 11/22/2025. So that's Saturday, November 22nd, 2025. And the headline reads as follows. It's from naturalnews.com, naturalnews.com. Very interesting article. It says here we go. As I knew it would happen, a new strain emerges. First human case of H5N1 or bird flu hospitalizes a Washington patient. So in other words, bird flu hospitalized a Washington patient. Here we go. And this is in Washington State. So this is going to start the first rounds. Just as I was saying, I might be off by a month or two, but I was saying probably right around Christmas or right after or right near the new year, they're going to start the H5N1 or bird flu strain. I've already have broadcast that. I've already predicted that. I put that out a few weeks back. As a matter of fact, a couple months ago, I was talking about bird flu. But here we are again. Let's dive into the article here, folks, shall we? Here we go. A Washington State resident has been hospitalized for making the first confirmed bird flu infection globally. The H5N5 strain of avian flu, H5N5. The patient who has underlying conditions owned a backyard poultry flock and had contact with wild birds, which is most likely the source of the infection. Here we go. So then they'll start killing all the wild birds. Health officials state there is no current evidence of H5N5 is more transmittable or severe than other bird flu strains, and considering the immediate public at health risk to be low right now. But as soon as they get a dozen cases, they'll go into ultimate panic. This is what they do, folks. The case demonstrates the virus capacity to evolve and resonate unexpectedly, causing serious illness in humans through new genetic combinations. While this is an isolated case, it underscores persistent threat that avian flu viruses could evolve and spread efficiently between humans and potentially causing a devastating pandemic. Here we go. They're setting us up. And the development that has caught the attention of virologists and public health officials, a Washington state resident is severely ill and hospitalized with a new strain of bird flu that has never before confirmed in humans. The case is confirmed by the state health officials, marks a unexpected turn ongoing global influenza outbreak. And so, again, folks, here is this constant crap that they're always trying to pull on us about something starting a pandemic, anything and everything they can get to depopulate, to kill us all. This is what they do. And again, avian influenza is a disease found in birds, most strains not affecting humans. However, certain strains like the H5N1 are highly dangerous, compatible with causing severe disease in birds and other animals, and very high mortality rates. Okay, you hear that? Very high mortality. In other words, it can kill a lot of people. A patient, an older adult with underlying health conditions, was hospitalized in early November, exhibiting symptoms of high fever, confusion, severe breathing difficulties. After the initial treatment at Grays Harbor County, the individual was transferred to a specialized hospital in King County for a higher level of care. Laboratory test developed a significant finding. The patient was infected by H5N5 strain of avian influenza. And again, folks, this is deadly, deadly, deadly. And again, it's not H5N1, it's H5N5. Officials conducted contact tracing, tested symptomatic for individuals who were near the patient. No further cases have been detected. So right now we can take a small, small breath and that's it. But they'll continue this. They're going to play this and roll with this. They already said this. However, the event sparked serious decision among scientists about the fluid nature of the threat. Dr. Angela Rasmussen, a virologist in Canada, warned that the social media platform X, it's not H5N1, it's H5N5, but it's in a relief, that's what she says, in a relief to me, but it's the it's resentment that puts someone in the hospital. This is unpredictable. And again, since massive bird flu outbreak began in January 2022, the U.S. has recorded 71 human infections and one death. The virus has decimated bird populations, affecting an estimate 174 million wild birds and domestic birds, spilling into more than 1,000 dairy herds. Recent impact on 7 million farm birds, including 1.3 million turkeys, have even raised concern about the holiday supply. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, maintains the current public health risk is low. In a statement, the agency said is watching the situation carefully and working with states to monitor people and exposures. Yet the emergence of the H5N5 serves as a stark reminder of the virus capability to adapt. As health officials monitor the single case, the broader lingering concern articulated by global bodies remain that the flu strain could even spread efficiently among humans, a scenario potential to cause pandemic and devastating consequences for now. And then again, folks, like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. God bless you. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, please do so right now. Ask him to come into your heart and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Our time on this planet is truly limited. I don't want to see anyone go to hell. God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, but again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and God bless you all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time. See ya. That's it. Bye for now.